Thank you, thank you. I've missed you guys. You know, it's good to be home, but I gotta tell you, we have more snow in Montana, and it's been colder there than it's been here. So I haven't missed the weather, just the people. So today we're talking about setting the bar, that we get to set the bar for how much good we have in our lives. And what do we know? We know that each and every one of us is immersed in divine mind, don't we? That is to say that we are surrounded and filled with infinite intelligence. Imagine that. We exist in it, and we can draw from it whatever it is we need, because we know that, because we know that it's everywhere present. And the other thing that we know is that divine mind knows all things. There aren't any secrets. You might think you have a secret, but there aren't any secrets from divine mind. It is all knowledge. It is all wisdom. And everything created by anybody who creates is using the power of divine mind, divine intelligence. It moves through the people who use it. Each of us is an outlet for divine creativity. The potential knowledge exists in our minds. The potential knowledge is there. We just simply need to tap into it. And it will only give us as much as we are willing to accept, or as much as we can understand. And so it is up to each and every one of us to individually set that bar as high as we can for the wisdom that we wish to obtain, for the success that we want to have. And what it does, divine mind, spirit, the cosmos, it responds to us. It responds to us, and we know that it's impersonal. It doesn't care. It gives to all alike. It is not a respecter of persons. It does not say, Don, you deserve this knowledge. Linda, you don't. It doesn't. It doesn't say that. What often happens is that we go searching too far away for our own good, for our reality. There's a story about a man, and he lost a $20 bill. And he's on Elm Street, and he's looking and looking, and his friend came up to him and he said, so if you lost the $20 bill on Maple Street, why are you here on Elm Street looking for it? And his answer was, because the light is better here. So many of us are busy exploring different avenues and different ways of being and different things that we want to do, and we are not going within. And we are not being receptive to the good that is already there. So how willing are you to receive? How willing are you to receive the good that God has in store for you? We all receive light from the divine. There is a power in the universe, and we can use it. And some of us are more willing to use it than others, aren't we? Some of us shut down, and we're not, we're not willing to receive that light. Think about this. A lamp has the capacity, the ability to give off light. We have the ability to give off light, but it doesn't happen until we turn it on. It does not happen until we turn it on. And the source, and it's the source of our power. The source of our power is the same for everyone. But the wattage of the light bulb is not necessarily. You can have a 15-watt bulb or you can have a 100-watt bulb, right? It's determined by the bulb, just like the amount of knowledge we are willing to accept from our source is determined individually. We get to fully express God if we choose to do so, but we must be connected to it, and we only get as much as we're willing to receive. So if the divine mind of spirit is the ocean, and you go to the ocean, what do you take? Do you take a thimble? Take a cup? You take a barrel. How much good do you want to receive in your life? You can only receive as much good as the vessel is to hold it. Where have you set the bar? How much good are you willing to receive? So the laws of nature are immovable. They do not change. Gravity's gravity. However, when we understand the law, We can use it. When we understand how the law works, we can use it. The Science of Mind, page 50, says, how much of this infinite good is ours? All of it. And how much of it may we use? As much as we can embody. Those who've studied the science of mind know that Ernest Holmes tells us that all is love and that love rules through law. Love points the way and law makes it possible. So when we discover how the law works, we get to use it, we get to create. We get to discover those principles that allow us to use the law. And we do that through our mind, divine mind. We do that through the spirit within each and every one of us. We get to use the law. Ernest Holmes tells us that that is why some of us, think about this, all of us aren't meant to be physicists, are we? Or artists. We draw to us the kind of knowledge that we need for what our purpose is, for what will work for us. Let's look at electricity, for example. It's always been here. It's been around us. It serves our needs. We can turn on the TV. We can use a microwave. We've got the coffee pot. We've got the toaster. We've got a heater. But first, we have to connect to it. If we are not connected to our source, it does not work properly. It must be plugged in. Additionally, if we don't flip the switch, the lights don't come on. And we get to continue to stumble around, stubbing our toes. Electricity needs to be directed. And some of us are really creatures of habit. Many years ago, I was developing land, and we put this trailer on the land while we built our house. And we didn't have electricity yet, but my son needed to start school. So I moved there with no running water and no electricity. He was a wrestler, so he got to pump the water. But the electricity was another matter. And every time I walked in that house, I flipped the switch, and nothing happened. Because I was in the habit of flipping the switch and having the lights come on. And how many of us operate by habit? We continue to turn on the lights even when they are not connected to the source. Ken Gordon, I'll know Ken Gordon, our spiritual leader for CSL, he says that we spend more time at the grocery store picking out our fruit and vegetables than we do picking our thoughts. We spend more time looking at the tomato to make sure that it's ripe enough, maybe give it a little smell and a little squeeze. And we just let the thoughts run through our heads randomly, don't we? We do not pick the thoughts we have. And then we wonder, why is this happening to me? Why me, God? Okay, the truth is that perhaps I could have chosen better. Perhaps I could have focused on a thought that would create something greater in my life. Life brings to us exactly what we need based on the thoughts that we put into it. So if you don't like what's happening in your life, look at what you're thinking. I used to tell my son that. If you don't like what you're creating, creator, create something different. In Science of Mind, page 46, it says, we are surrounded by an infinite possibility. It is goodness, life, law, and reason. It is expressing itself through us. It becomes more fully conscious of its own being. Therefore, it wishes to express through us. As it passes into our being, it automatically becomes the law of our lives. It can pass into expression through us only if we consciously allow it to do so. Therefore, we should have faith in it and its desires and its ability to do for us all that we shall ever need to have done. So what it's saying to me is that if I wish to express good in my life, I need to become conscious of my source, conscious of the good I'm choosing to express, affirming the good I'm choosing to express, not hoping for it, but affirming it, knowing that truth. We need to choose our thoughts as carefully as we choose our tomatoes. It is the law of mind in action. And what we do is we state positively into the law the outcome that we want. That's what scientific prayer, or what we call spiritual mind treatment, is, isn't it? It's speaking into the law the result that we choose to have and doing it in a positive manner. and giving thanks as if it's already done, because truly it is already done. We're just waiting for it to make its appearance in our lives. But it is done, and we allow Spirit to work in us, through us, and most importantly as us when we do that. When we are conscious of this process, we are more mindful, aren't we, of what we think and affirm. Mm-hmm. You know, I no longer say I'm sick. You know, I no longer say I am. If I'm going to be something, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete. I affirm the positive things, because an I am statement needs to be something that you're affirming in your life. So there was a couple, and they were celebrating their 40th anniversary and their 60th birthdays. And the good fairy came along and asked them, you've had such a wonderful life together, I'll grant you each one wish. And the wife said, well, her heart's desire was to go on a vacation, a romantic vacation, the vacation of a lifetime with her spouse. And poof, they were on the French Riviera. And then the fairy asked the husband what would be his heart's desire, and it would be instantly granted. And he said, well, honestly, I'd like to be with a woman 30 years younger than me. And poof, he was 90. Be careful. Be careful what you ask for, because you might get it. The law works for us as we work for it. And our focused thoughts are so much more powerful than our random thoughts. You know, we have thoughts go through our head all day that we don't pay any attention to, and they don't manifest in our lives. But when we focus our thought, when we affirm that truth, when we affirm that knowledge, we can create it in our lives at any time. I had someone tell me, just remember that all we are is energy, and energy changes form. So it doesn't matter what the desired outcome is, whether you think it's, well, you have to think it's possible, but whether other people think it's possible or not, it doesn't matter. It's energy, and energy can change form. And so you can always create what you wish to affirm in your life. The more power we give our thoughts, the more we believe what it is we want, our thoughts become more powerful. Isn't that right? The more power we give them, the more powerful they become, the more apt they are to manifest in our life at any time. Now, how many of you remember Napoleon Hill? Do you remember Napoleon Hill? He wrote in his book, Think and Grow Rich, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. You've all heard that, right? Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Now, we all have different beliefs, and we accumulate them from our childhood experiences, from our friends and neighbors, from our parents, from watching television, from watching what's going around on with the authority figures. And we all have barriers in our minds, don't we? We put in barriers that limit our potential. So the idea is, what it does is, when we believe and when we have faith, we remove those limits. We remove the limits. If what you want doesn't appear to be manifesting in your life today, look at what that barrier might be. What might your barrier be that's keeping that from happening? And use your faith and your belief to release that barrier and allow the good to come into your life. People like Bill Gates from Microsoft, Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Zuckerberg, the co-founder of Facebook, and other successful people in this world don't have any greater mind than you do. They don't have any greater or more advanced brain than you do. And they don't have a different source than any one of us. What they do have is a belief that they can achieve what they want to achieve in their lives right here and right now, and they did it. And you can do it too. If you believe you can do something, don't listen to the naysayers that tell you that you can't. If you believe you can do something, you can affirm it and believe it, you can achieve it. We've been told that since 1927 or something like that. One of the errors that we make, that each and every one of us makes, is we think we have to create the substance of whatever it is we want. We don't have to create the substance. We have to affirm the idea, and as Emerson said, get our bloated nothingness out of the way and allow spirit to bring that into manifestation in our lives. It already exists. We had the thought. We had the thought. It already exists. We have to have faith. We have to have faith in our own power. We have to have faith in the power of the divine. And sometimes we need to cultivate that faith because it's a little shaky, you know? And we do that. We do that here by the classes that we take and participating and coming to Sunday service and talking to other people. And what we do is we help, we grow our faith. And we create by faith, not by hope. Not by hope. Ernest Holmes says that hope is better than despair, but it doesn't cut it, you know? With faith, we don't hope. We know the truth, don't we? We know the truth. We affirm the truth. There is a law involved, and when we know the truth, the law executes whatever it is that we affirm. The power is within each of us to create the life we want. We are channels for God's good. God is personalized through each and every one of us, and we get to create according to our faith and our belief. We are like, this is a quote from Psalms, we are like a lamp in that the divine good shines through us. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my pathway. That's Psalms 119. But the difference between us and the lamp is the lamp can't do anything but sit there and wait for somebody to turn it on. The lamp has no intelligence. It has no ability to act for itself. But we do. We have self-awareness. We can make choices. We can turn it on. We can direct the power as it moves in us and through us. We can direct the direction, we can choose the direction that we want our life to go. Can't we? Each one of us, we get to choose. We do this by setting the bar for what it is we truly want in our lives. And what does that mean? What does that mean, setting the bar? It means creating the intention of what it is you want. Creating the intention, affirming the intention, and allowing it to manifest. You don't have to do it. You have to allow it. Allow it to manifest. Remember that a lamp can be broken, but you can't. A lamp can quit. No, you can do that. But the lamp can be broken and you can't. And the lamp can have missing parts, but you have no parts missing. You're not defective. You are whole, perfect, and complete. We affirm that all the time. You are not defective. You are whole, perfect, and complete. You have everything necessary in your life right here and right now to create whatever it is you choose to have and to be. We set the bar for how much good we want in our lives. The thimble or the barrel. You know, how much good do you want? When we set our clear intention, when we have clarity on what we want, we let the light of God shine through us. And each of us has the ability to self-correct and to self-connect. If things don't seem to be going the way you think they should, you need to look at those barriers that you might have in your mind and self-correct. Everything you need is within you. You are perfect. Each and every person in this room is perfect, whole, and complete. The truth of them exactly the way they are right here and right now. The power to create the life you want is within you. Tap into it. The power to create the life you want within you, it's here for the asking. Each one of us gets to be the place that the light shines through. It comes to us, and it comes through us. And we get to create the good we want in our life. Don't set the bar too low. Don't set the bar too low. That is what spirit does. It responds to our affirmations. We know that God is everywhere present. We know that God is There is nowhere that God is not. And think about that. If there is nowhere that God is not, then God has to be, by definition, within each and every one of us, within you and within me. God is everywhere present. No one could really argue that fact that acknowledges God, could they? And we know that there is a power. There is a power in the universe, and we can use it, and we can use it to create good. And we know that we create according to our beliefs. We create according to the vessel that we have, the container that we have, and it's up to us to set our intentions, to raise the bar, to make the choice, to have the larger vessel. I want a barrel. I don't want a thimble. And then we get to discover the laws, and we get to use them. We get to discover the laws, and we get to use them. I'd invite you to attend some of these classes where you can discover the laws and use them. And so I'd like to ask you to join me in this affirmation. I'll say it once and then have you repeat it. The power is within me to create the life I want. The power is within me to create the life I want. Please join me in prayer. If you have something that's heavy on your heart, you can speak it silently into this circle, knowing that God knows our needs before we even express them. Knowing that there is only one life, and that life is God, and that life is me, and that life is each and every person in this room. God is good. God is whole and perfect and complete. God is light and love and abundance and joy. God is wholeness and health. There is absolutely nothing outside of God. And I am one with that divine presence because God is everywhere present. And if that is true for me, that is true for each and every person in this room. One with the divine. When you are one with the divine, nothing is impossible. So as I speak my word this day, I know that each and every person here is filled with that divine and holy spirit, whole and holy. I know that as we move through the week that it unfolds easily and effortlessly and joyfully because God is good all the time. I know that health and wholeness vibrates in every cell and fiber of our being. I know that our life is abundantly sourced, abundantly blessed. I know that we move and live and breathe and have our being in the consciousness of abundance, and I am so grateful. I'm grateful for the health and wholeness that we all have. I am grateful that we move with ease and grace through every situation. I am grateful for this day. I am grateful for everyone present here today. I simply release this word to the perfect working of the perfect law, which always, always, and only says yes. Please join me in affirming, and so it is.